This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Congress has passed and President Joe Biden has signed legislation that would avoid a partial federal government shutdown. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
Exciting to keep government open.
With hours to spare, Congress sent legislation to avoid a partial federal shutdown to President Biden. The legislation did not raise the debt limit, but keeps the government funded through December 3rd. It includes over $28 billion in relief for those recovering from Hurricane Ida and other natural disasters, and over $6 billion to support the resettlement of Afghanistan evacuees. The House approved the short-term funding measure with a bipartisan 254-175 vote, although a majority of Republicans in both chambers voted against it. Jennifer King, Washington.
Democrats confronted high-stakes trouble late Thursday as a promised vote on the first piece of President Biden's government overhaul plan, a slimmer $1 trillion public works bill, faltered amid stalled talks on his more ambitious package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was meeting privately with factions of lawmakers throughout the day. President Biden cleared his schedule to work the phones. Democrats are determined to push ahead to strike a deal over Biden's bigger $3.5 trillion effort and avoid what would be a stunning setback if voting on the public works bill failed or had to be scrapped. Stocks have closed out the month of September with their worst loss since the beginning of the pandemic, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The S&P 500 ended the month down 4.8%, its first monthly drop since January and the biggest since March 2020, when COVID-19 first hit the U.S. hard. While the stock market has climbed steadily for much of the year, it became unsettled in recent weeks with the spread of the more contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. In today's session, the S&P fell nearly 52 points, or 1.2%.